Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
That is Clint Brown and the song Lord I Live, and it's 5 minutes just after two. You are on Heart to Heart with Miss Mangani Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock. And yes, family, you are on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. It is 5 minutes just after two, right here with us on Heart to Heart. I'm not alone. I'm with Sis Gloria POV, Sis Gloria Nkosi, and we are talking about us being the salt. We are looking at the qualities of the salt. Ooh, yonke into nje, where the salt is concerned. The Bible says you are now the salt of the earth. And what should happen when the salt loses its saltiness? And we are checking at the scriptures. We thank God for grace that we can be saltened again, to go out and impact nations, and help change people's lives for God's glory. You can talk to us. The lines are opened on 012-334-1322. It's 012-334-1322. The SMS line, 37871. Do you remember the SMS line will cost you 150? And also our WhatsApp, Telegram, 082-657-2729. It's 082-657-2729. And yes, the lines are opened for you to can talk to us at this moment in time. How do we bring unity together, Sis Gloria, as the salt? If we're looking at the salt right now, we are looking at each other, we are comparing each other, comparing doctrines. My doctrine is better than yours because Runa, we do 1, 2, 3, 4 and believe in that and not that and all that. And I believe that as you were talking about the salt being unified, being a unit, how do we get to that point, especially in these last days? But before you answer me, here's a family member on the line. Hi, family, how are you?
I'm blessed beyond measure, Sisi Sibongi.
Welcome, Babunko. Sisi aphile ninjani na?
Jesu inkosi.
Sithokozela ukuthi asisu pele pele.
Yebo, Sisi Sibongi, nasiyalu pele.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Sisi Gloria ninjani lapha?
Sisi Gloria? Oh my. Okay. Babunkosi asiqhubhe ngizamthinta futhi Sis Gloria ngiyazibuza ukuthi konke ku right na. Asiqhubhe Babunkosi.
Okay. Yeah. Sisi Sibongile ubaba Makama.
Yes.
Last wathi itswayi ungalithela kabi liyagulisana.
Yes.
Yeah, itswayi Sisi Sibongile uma lingasebenzi. Liyaqina. Lufuna ukuthi lishaywe ngamahamura.
Hey,
lisilwe ukuthi liphinde lisekele.
Ngiyalibona futhi. Eh.
Manje itswayi Sisi Sibongile alizitheli lona. Anti thina siyitswayi.
Yes.
Asizitheli thina emshibeni.
Fanele sithelwe.
Fanele sithelwe.
Okay.
Manje kudiphenda ukuthi letswayi lisesandleni sikabani. Kungako abanye libagulisa ngoba lisuke lisesandleni somuntu ongalazi letswayi. Ukontrolwa kubani? Uyitswayi yebo, mara ubani okukontrolayo? Ngabe ukontrolwa umoya oyingcwele? Usesandleni sikamoya ingwele or usesandleni sikabani?
Yho.
Uyitswayi unjalo. Ngoba uma usesandleni somubi, uzogulisa abantu. Kepha uma usesandleni sikamoya ingwele, uyalazi letswayi. Uyalazi ukuthi kufanele lisebenze kanjani. Asithi siyitswayi kanjalo, sivumele ukukontrolwa umoya ingwele.
Yeah.
Ngoba sizogulisa abantu uma singakontrolwa umoya oyingcwele. Ngiyabonga sisi.
Thank you, Babunkosi. Wow. Babunkosi says, when the salt is not in use, it gets hardened, and you should use force, you know, hammers and everything else to loosen it up. And he says it's important or he reminds us that salt doesn't pour itself into the food or into any dish, but it's being poured by someone. So the salt that we are, we should ask ourselves, in whose hands are we? In whose hands are we? Who's pouring us as the salt of the earth? Are we in the hands of the Lord? Holy Spirit, he says it would be wise for us to be in the hands of the Holy Spirit and allow the Holy Spirit, the Lord Holy Spirit, to guide us, to control us, to be the one who's pouring us as the salt into the earth. Let's reconnect with Sister Gloria POV and continue with you, family.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
This is a public service announcement out of concern for your safety. And we at Radio Pulpit would like to remind you to follow the safety guidelines as indicated by the South African National Institute of Communicable Diseases and the Department of Health to keep COVID-19 under control in our communities. If you or a loved one presents with symptoms, or if you believe you were in contact with an infected person, call the emergency hotline 0800-029-999 for assistance. It is everybody's responsibility to practice the advised hygiene and cleanliness guideline as set out by the government. For more, visit www.radiopulpit.com. .co.za.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
We are back again with Sis Gloria POV, Sis Gloria Nkosi, and Kananelo, I see you saying, indeed, let us not contaminate ourselves. Thank you, Minister Gloria. And Sis Gloria is back. Sis Gloria, you got Babunkosi's message, right? Reminding us also, Uguti, Uba Makamu did mention, Uguti, that if the salt... Some people will misuse the salt. They will pour more, and sometimes it can be dangerous in that manner. And he says, Ubabunkosi, then, in that way, in whose hands are we as the salt in? Who's controlling us? Who's pouring us into the earth? And he says it would be better for the salt to be found in the hands of the Lord Holy Spirit.
Indeed, and what Ubabunkosi and Bab Makamu is actually very true, because we also read in Scripture Ephesians chapter 2:10, and it says, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." So, if we are a workmanship created for good works in God's hands, in the hands of the Lord, it means that He is the one that needs to be using us and seasoning us where, you know, the saltiness, or rather where flavor is not there. It is all about being in the hands of the Lord. But also the second thing is, it is true indeed that, you know, too much salt is not healthy in the physical, but it is also not healthy even in the spirit, because what it means, Ms. Bongle, is you cannot pour yourself into somebody else. A lot of you just season.
That's why you just season and allow the Lord Holy Spirit to do His
to
work.
To take over.
Yes.
So when we actually become too much, or when we become
then
too salty,
the world resists us.
Yeah, and that is when, Ms. Bongle, we actually cause a lot of heartache, pain, and sickness.
Yes.
And this is what it means, actually, how we actually do it. It is when we... You see, we are salt, but we are not the creator of salt.
Mm.
We are salt, but we are not the ones that are going to actually do the work.
Mm.
We are just vessels. So what can happen is when the saltiness, your identity runs to your head and you become so prideful that you only think that the only way in which people can really be connected to the Lord is if they walk with you, but they rather would be walking with Christ. It is when you take your identity and the power that has been bestowed to you and you abuse it. You know, this is when we start to see people idolizing certain, you know, people in the body of Christ. That is when salt becomes too much because it now disconnects itself from the Creator and it wants to be the Creator.
Okay. Now, let's hear Sispindi. Sizabuya kimi. Okay, Sispindi. All right.
Ngiyabingelela, Sibongile family.
Hi, Sispindi.
Khuluma no Pindi. Hey, what a powerful message, your salt. Yes, but your salt, uma lingasebenziswa, liluza ivelo. And ngithanda this thing ukuthi liyaqina leqethu khunywa ubaba athi liyaqina ukuze singaqini thina kufuneka sihlale sisebenza li-eda ive uthe meke fundisa uDlule wathi li-eda i-value to other people. Do we add i-value thina kubantu or thina sifuna ukuthi i-salt, yabona i-salt angeke lisebenze liyilo lodwa. Lifuneke lithole such ukudla bese ke uyalithela ukuze ukudla kunambitheke na. So thina sifuna ukuthi libe lilodwa and malilodwa alisebenzi. Yingakho laphayana ashilo lapha athi my people are perished because they lack knowledge. Thina sifuna ukuzibusisa thina kuphela. Kanti la ngaphandle abantu balambile bafuna thina siphume. And siphume singaqinanga ngoba uma uphuma ucinile uyogcinisa abantu. Funike uphume usesandleni sakamoya oyingcwele. Ukontrolwa umoya oyingcwele uthi noma ufika uthini uma unabantu ungabalimazi abantu thina endleleni. Samba sesilimaza abantu. Abantu bazoza kanjani kithi? Siyajaja kanti thina nathi sathola umusa ukuze sifinyelele ukuthi sibe isalt. Sibuya ezweni. Mase sifika sibona abantu siyabajaja okunokuthi sibasize. Sizochubeka silalele. May umoya ongcwele makasisize endleleni. Sibe nokulalela nokuthi masiphuma siyoyenza masiphuma sibe isalt ayelibabayo isalt elinama measurements
isalt
elimedike kahle uyalizwa aligulisani ngoba i-overdose iyagulisana.
Yo,
ngiyabonga. Amen.
Thank you, Sisiphindile. Sisiphindile says that we need to also come out as the salt that is usable, because if we are coming out, she starts with saying that we want to be alone and we are not being used. We do not season anything. We want to gather alone and we are caught up in these four walls and it's just us. And so if we are not used and people need the salt out there, then we become hardened, because if salt is not used, then it becomes hardened. If salt will need food to be seasoned, then when we look out there, we are needed, you know. But now, if we come out, we need to come out right. If we are in the hands of the Lord, Holy Spirit, who uses us, who controls everything about us, then we will come out like the salt that is ready to season and not hurt others. Because if we are hardened, then we are going to cause everybody to be hardened. And when we are in the hands of the Lord, Holy Spirit, He'll know how to measure us. We will allow Him to measure us the right way so that we do not become overdosed, because overdose kills or can hurt the body. Sis Gloria.
Yes. It is also a point that we see a lot in Scripture, in the book of Jeremiah, when he visits the potter, you know. It is only in the hands of the potter that we are able to take the shape that he actually wants us to become. And you see that, you know, sometimes you find that the potter is busy, you know, creating what is creating, and it doesn't come out in the shape that he wants, he will just break it down and start over again.
Yeah.
So it's a constant interaction, constant relation, constant connection, you know, abiding in him as he abides in us, that we are able to become that which he has called us to be.
Yeah. Well, Sister, your time is not on our side as always. And so we have come to the end. But as you wrap up, Sister, you spoke about unity, and I believe that we as the soul need to realize the importance of unity. And when you look at us, at some point, because of COVID-19, we were forced to unify. We were forced to come out in one voice. But without situations and circumstances like COVID-19, we are scattered. I believe in my doctrine is better than yours. And, you know, there are so many things that divide us. And so you find the salt is not unified. And I wonder, when we are not unified like that, where's the Lord Holy Spirit in all of this? And aren't we not going to hurt the earth that we are supposed to season? Can we say something about that as we wrap up, just preparing for prayer for the body of Christ?
Yes, you know, Sister Bongile, the beauty of the God that we serve is that he's all forever merciful. And, you know, as much as we're hit by, you know, a pandemic, there was a lot of mercy of redoing, correcting things and relearning and unlearning. It was a great opportunity for us to actually realize just how much the world needs the existence of the church. You know, this is a God who doesn't give us only a second chance or a third chance or fourth or fifth. So we have so many chances. However, we need not take advantage of the grace that is available, but rather we need to use it to the benefit of the gospel of Jesus Christ. In saying this, you know, many of us have lost the saltiness. You know, many people that are listening can identify spaces where they were not the salt that they were supposed to be. And it is not too late. The fact that you're still breathing right now in this dispensation on this day, it means that there's still something that can be done. So we need to be intentional about being unified. You know, unity means we come together. So we need to be intentional in our own individual spaces that I want to be part of any great move of God. The disagreement in terms of little ideas and doctrines in between, it's not the first in our generation. Barnabas and Paul did not always see eye to eye. You know, there are also other apostles who would say, I think it's this way. But the word actually encourages us that we need to depart at the same place. And our departing words are, Christ is Lord of all. He's the Savior. He was born, he came and lived amongst us, he died and he rose again. That is what makes us brothers and sisters. And it, when we agree on that, automatically it says we need to come together. Though we might have other, you know, other people learning this or finding that out or this being revealed, we can talk about it. But when we are able to converse about it in a unified space, then we are able to even get rid of doctrines that are foreign, that we don't know where they come from, but they're creeping in. So it is about intention. Unity is not going to happen just by us saying we need to unify, but it will happen with us, you as an individual, you as a person saying, I saw a great move of God, I'm in support. I heard there is one of us who is harmed, is being attacked. I want to be part of that. I want to support them. I want to stand by them. You know, be part of anything that is currently happening as a move of God, as per the gospel of Christ.
Sure. Sister Luria, let's take the body of Christ as a whole to the Lord of Lords. These are the last days, and I do believe that we need the Lord Holy Spirit more and more in our personal lives and in our lives as a whole.
Indeed. Let us close our eyes. Father, in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we come before you this hour. We want to thank you for a message to remind us of the identity that you have given us. We want to thank you, Lord, that indeed we are the salt of the world. We pray for those who have lost their saltiness due to the length of the journey of life, due to situations and circumstances, due to confusion and fraternity and questions not being answered. We pray for the salt of the earth to find its saltiness back in the name of Jesus. As we go out there to serve, as we go out there to love people, as we go out there to promote accountability and be people who are accountable themselves, as we go out there to learn, to be teachable, but not only to be teachable, to also transfer the knowledge. We ask for your hand that makes the whole difference. We understand and we know that we are not the ones that pour ourselves, but we are in your hands as a workmanship to work together for the good of this world. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. Amen.
And amen. Thank you so much, my beautiful queen, for challenging the body of Christ this way, not only challenging and edifying us and empowering us. We thank God for you. We thank God for allowing himself to speak through you. And you, siyabonga ukuthi you allowed him to use you as an instrument. And my queen, for family members desiring to talk to you directly, how do they reach you?
The number is 072-082-5340. That's 072-082-5340. Gloria POV on all social media platforms.
Alrighty then. We thank you and have yourself a beautiful weekend. We love you. Hey, I wish you were coming back again. It's kubeke man. Yeah. You are coming back anyway. And so have a blessed one throughout this weekend until we talk to you again, Sis Gloria.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And family, as I said earlier on, I am hosting two awesome artists, recording artists, coming from Botswana. And I said to family members that we always have our family in Botswana, in Mozambique, all parts of the world, just tuning in and listening. And so today we'll be hosting Boitshepo Tlhabiwe and also hosting Shinki Mochawacha. And they will be telling us about their ministry. They've worked with some of our artists here at home, Borohiwa Manyanga. You know, they've worked with Dr. Dumi. And we'll be talking to them today as they are in the ministry of Word in Song. Taking us to that talk with them, let's go to the Sons of Forever Jones. He wants it all.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. or WhatsApp 067-429-7564. Or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives in the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.